Thank you for listening to the Wednesday Night Podcast with Eduardo Menjivar. To stay connected with us, visit eduardomenjivar.org.
We're going to cover a couple of things. We're going to, since we have another meeting, we're going to do the second part. So we got three? No, it's just one. We'll cover the second part the next meeting. But I think it's very important that as we get together for the campaña and all that stuff, it's exciting times, and everybody always looks forward to it. But can you move that this paper towel thing? Yeah, just put it over there. It's bugging me. But it's important that we know why we do what we do, and that we're not just getting together just to be here. Here, you guys can take one each. And that we're not just getting together just to be here, and just to have a good time and enjoy everybody and all that stuff. But there's a purpose behind all of that. So that's why I want to go over four things that we must understand, that we must know in our hearts, not just in our minds, but in our hearts. There's a difference between knowing something in your head and knowing something in your heart. When you know it in your head, you know it. It makes you intelligent. But when you know it in your heart, when it drops down to your heart, that's what makes you wise. That's wisdom. Wisdom is not just knowing what to do, but actually doing it. Intelligence is just knowing what to do, but you don't do it. So it's important for us to learn these four things, to know these four things, but also for those four things to drop down into our hearts, because that's going to give us a lot of direction. It's going to give us a lot of purpose in everything that we do. And so in this case, since we're serving, volunteering our time, our effort, sweat, strength, everything, there is a reward, because nobody serves God and never gets a reward. God is not, he does not owe anybody nothing. And he will never owe anybody nothing. So everything that we do will always have a reward. Amen? So 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 21. This is from the New Living Translation, the NLT. It says, then Solomon overlaid the rest of the temple's interior with solid gold. And he made gold chains to protect the entrance of the most holy place. Other translations say the Holy of Holies. So he finished overlaying the entire temple with what? With gold, including the altar that belonged to the most holy place, to the Holy of Holies. Why is this important? This is very important because, as we know, Solomon built a temple for the Lord, right? But what's very interesting, when you read the story, you find out that he doesn't just get wood, like any kind of wood. He gets the best kind of wood, which is cedar. He gets that kind of wood to build a house for God. However, he overlays that excellent, very good wood with gold. Here's my question. Why does it matter what wood he used if he was going to overlay it with gold anyways? He was going to put gold over it. Why does it matter? Anybody want to take a guess?
For the support.
For the support, okay. But did it matter if he used $10 wood as opposed to $100 wood? Every beam was $100 instead of $10 per beam. What would you have used? It was because it was for God. Everything started in his heart. So number one, everything we do for God must be done in excellence. Nobody was going to see the wood. Nobody was going to know that it was cedar wood. But who knew? Solomon knew. The people who built it, they knew, and God knew. And so in Solomon's heart, he wanted to give God the best. One of the things that we have to understand in serving is that God deserves excellence. So in everything that we do, if it's volunteering, if it's serving, if it's helping out with something small, whether it may be with a kids ministry, whether it is like you guys in media, everything we do must be done in excellence. The camera shots, the angles, everything that we do must be done in excellence. So excellence can only be accomplished when you take time to read about your craft and to study about your craft. So you have to ask yourself, am I doing everything with excellence? Everything that I give to God, am I doing it with excellence? How will you know this? You're going to know this because you take time to read. You're looking up videos. You're looking, what are the different shots? What are the angles? What's the terminology? What's the new stuff that's coming out? What are churches using these days? What are the companies putting out? What does a computer do? What else can we do with what we have? That's going to determine if what you're serving in the area that you're serving in, if it comes with excellence, if you're doing it with excellence. And the second one is studying. Do you study other people? Do you study cameras? Do you study other ministries that have a great media team? Wherever it is you're serving, you're doing lyrics. Okay, what's the font that they're using? What's the spacing they're using? You do switcher. Okay, how do they call the camera shots? A big issue that we had was the radios. And then it was you, Alex, right, that sent it to me. Mm-hmm. I think Alex sent me a reel and he said, these are the radios we should get. And it's the ones that Elevation Church uses. So I said, find out which ones they are. He found out which ones they were. He sent it to me. We ordered them and we have them. Do we have any issues now with communication? No, they've been a lot better. Why? Because somebody took time to study, to look like, hey, there's a problem here. We're not giving God excellence. Why? Because the communication is coming in between the shots and people, you know, they think that we're done with camera one and then they move and we're still on camera one. So it took out a lot of frustration. It took out a lot of stress. Why? Because all of this starts from the heart. You do it with excellence. So that can only be accomplished when we read, when we study, when we take time to study the craft. And under this, also remember, excellence starts in the heart. It starts in the heart. When you want to give God the best, when you want to give God excellence, it's going to start in the heart. And so that's why, you know, you'll go into some media rooms and some churches. Man, they got cables everywhere. They got trash everywhere. The last Sunday, whoever was serving in lyrics, they had a Sprite and Snickers or hot Cheetos and the bag's still there. And there's no excellence in that. So they don't clean. There's nobody that takes time to dust the computers. So why do I don't do it as much anymore? Because I'm not involved anymore. Now there's a couple of people that there's three people that are in charge of the whole thing. So I don't do it as much anymore. Why? It's not my responsibility. But do I do it from time to time? Absolutely. I'll move a cable. I'll fix a cable. Why? Because although it is not my responsibility, I see that it needs to get done. And everything that I do is worship to God. Therefore, I'm going to give him excellence. I'm going to give him the best. So I'll go in there from time to time. I'll fix things. I'll move things. And maybe it's things that you probably don't see that are necessary, but they count. Just like maybe it wasn't necessary to use the best wood. It wasn't necessary to use the best cedar, but it counts. Why? Because it means something to God. Imagine that you're in a relationship and this person, for the girls, this guy goes out and buys you a really nice ring. And you later find out he bought you a $50 ring. And, you know, thank you. That means a lot. But the reaction is a lot more if you realize that it cost him $500 and they had to order it from Lord knows where and who knows who had to make it. Some Indian guy in some sweatshop was making it or what. It was custom to you and nobody else. Then it means a lot more. It has a lot more impact than the $50. Does that make sense? So I want you to ask yourself, what I'm doing for God, is it being done in excellence? And not just in serving, but in our lives. As we spend time with the Lord, as our attitudes to come to church and how we dress and what we wear, is it, I'm going to church, I'll just, you smell the shirt, it doesn't smell as bad, okay, I'll put it on. You know, or are you taking time to say, you know what, I'm going to give God excellence. I'm going to iron my shirt the day before. I'm going to prepare my outfit the night before. Because everything we do is with excellence. Does that make sense? So excellence starts in the heart. If we are only excellent in one area and not in every area, then we run the danger of becoming religious people. And I'll tell you why. How many people do you know, they put so much emphasis on what you wear to go to church, but their personal lives are terrible. It's just they don't give God excellence. You look at their car and their car looks like they've been living there for the past 6 months. You go to their house and it's the same thing, right? So learn to practice excellence. You can obtain excellence. And it's not something that you automatically learn and you start doing from one night to the next. No, it's something that you start practicing little by little, little by little. You know what? Today, I'm not going to leave this water bottle in my car. Today, I'm going to throw it away. And that becomes a habit. And you learn to give God excellence. Amen? So the Bible tells us in John 3, verse 17, God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Everybody knows John 3:16, but not many people know John 3:17. And why is John 3:17 important? It's important because number two, what we do for God must have purpose. There must be a reason to why we do what we do. So I want to ask you guys a question. Why do you go first with the media leaders? Why do you guys do what you do? Why do you serve? Why is media important?
Also to share it with people, from different cities and stuff like that, so they can also learn how we're doing stuff.
Okay.
Well, there's a limit to what I can do. Maybe I'm not a preacher. Maybe I'm not able to spread the word, like, you know, that way. But if I can serve in media and be able to
share the message.
Share the message, yeah, to the people, even through the screen.
Yeah.
Even if I can't even, like, preach it.
Yeah. Becky?
I think for similar, like Oscar was saying, because sometimes there's only so much that we can preach within these four walls or by ourselves. But if you get involved in something like this that does reach more people, and I see it, like, my uncle in Mexico, like, he comes here whenever he visits us, he comes here, and then whenever he goes home, like, he stays connected to the church. And that's one way that, like, even though he does have a home church, like, this place is still feeding him.
Yeah.
And helping him grow in ways that, like, that way whenever he comes back, he's always really happy. So there's not just him, but there's other people who get reached that way.
Yeah. Anybody else? What do you guys serve in media? What do you guys volunteer on Sundays?
Well, I serve because it's a love that I can give to the Lord, because, you know,
like your worship.
Like, it's my worship for him, you know. It doesn't matter if I change the color of a lens. It doesn't matter if I click what button I press, even if it's just clicking just one single button. I do it with the, like, intention of doing it, you know, with love, you know. And it's like, I'm there to, you know, like you said, give excellence, do what I have to do to reach, you know, like they are saying, reach people who we typically can't reach. Because I remember we were reaching people from Germany to Spain to, you know, El Salvador, wherever it may be. I remember when we looked at the map, and that showed me that there was progress in what we're doing, and we're doing something right. You know, it just comes down to now, for me, it's like, now, what can I do?
Yeah.
You know, now I know that the Lord's seeing that when I press a button, the Lord sees that I'm doing it with the full attention to reach those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Anybody else? Come on, Rudy.
Jesus served.
Huh?
Jesus served.
Jesus served? So you want to be like Jesus?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else?
For me, it's Jesus gave us everything. When I first moved here, there was need. You know, there was needed people, needed to.
Yeah.
So I came back and I was like, you know what? They need someone there. I'll do it. And it brings me joy. There's no greater joy in serving the Lord. It brings me joy. And the same thing, like, the little things. Like, if someone can't come. If someone can't come on Sunday, God knows for what. Like, if we were out, we still watch the live. Because this is our home church. There's people out there, and we watch it, we listen to it. We don't miss out on anything. There's people, they don't miss out on anything. And then if I'm scrolling on YouTube, it's a very small chance, but there is that chance that someone who doesn't know God, who doesn't know the gospel, is going to reach them somehow.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the moment comes where the live is on there, and they click on it for, like, a split second, and it's just terrible, and it's just like, oh, whoa, dang. Jeez. But if it's good, then that's what I do.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Going outside these four walls and showing that joyful heart that we have serving the Lord, and putting that effort of what we do. I'd be going out of work and showing, like, the coworkers, those these finals, like, oh, look what we do. And putting that effort for him and his kingdom.
Yeah.
Like that pride, like that, like, sense of, like, look what I'm doing
for the Lord.
We're
reaching
something. We're doing something.
You're proud of it.
Proud sense.
That's good. Anybody else want to share? I'm looking for the map here because you mentioned it, and I haven't looked at it in months. So, Angel, what do you serve, Angel?
I serve, like how Oscar said, that you can't. I can't preach like you, or, like, spread the message how you do it. Mm-hmm. But if I could at least, like, show the people, like, what you're saying, I feel like that's good enough for me. And to serve the Lord, at least, like, he gave us everything. He gave us a second chance. In my opinion, it's the least we could do.
Yeah. Well, praise God. I'm trying to find the countries here to see our reach.
That was a while back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a while back, and there was a lot of countries in there.
Yeah. I remember the one that we got shook was it Germany, the one that we were like shook, or was it?
It was a couple in Europe.
Europe, yeah. I remember
we were not expecting that. I'll try to find it here. But okay. Anyways, well, I'm glad you guys shared. And the reason why it's important is because John 3:17 gives us the reason and the purpose as to why Jesus came. Everybody always talks about Jesus. Everybody talks, he died for our sins. He this, he that. But even God, the Father, had a purpose for which Jesus came to earth. In other words, everything that God does, it has a purpose. There's a reason. Therefore, we should have a purpose too, and we should have a reason. And our purpose is to spread the word of God, to see people saved. Like you guys mentioned, there's going to be people that are going to come across this. There's going to be people that are going to hear the message. That's why it's important to have the best camera shots. It's important to have the best audio. And, you know, and this is kind of more on the technical side, but the reason why I put so much emphasis into the audio is because it's proven. Even if you have a terrible lens and you have a terrible camera, if you have top-notch audio, it's proven that people are going to stay more, because people will watch for a couple of seconds and then put the phone away but still continue to listen. Or if they're driving, they'll just let it play on Bluetooth and it's still playing. So that's why I put so much emphasis into the audio. Whenever we first started, there was people that kept asking me, why are we changing how we're doing audio again? Because we changed it like 3 or 4 times. And why are we changing it again? I said, because I want it to be better. I want it to be, I want to give God excellence. And there's things out there that are excellent and that I think God deserves. And so that's why we did that. So our purpose, when you put on the headset, when you start recording, when you're out there, when you're listening, you're engaged, you're locked in, as Oscar would say, it's to spread the word, because you don't know who's going to come across that. Just yesterday, last night, I received a text message from a guy, and he was expressing his gratitude for the church. He was expressing his gratitude because of everything that we do. And he said, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for everybody there and what you guys produce. And so that tells me that although you may not hear all the testimonies of the impact, there are people that are getting impact. I mean, how many of you guys knew that Becky's uncle in Mexico stays connected? I didn't know. I just know that when he came, he was here. But there are many people that listen. There are many people that wait for that live on Sunday morning. And that's why we do it. Because just as God has saved us, just as he has restored us, he can do the same thing with other people. And here's something that's very important. And this is why there's a big emphasis. And we're going to start requiring the media team also to pray and to fast, because right now we started the prayer chain and all of the worship teams praying and fasting, because I believe there's a spiritual aspect that many people don't put an emphasis on, and that's prayer and fasting. Why? Because the same anointing that flows in a place, in this case our church, it can be transferred to someone. You guys had a testimony one time. You guys were watching the live. Remember when I went to your house?
That's why we came here.
Yeah, yeah. Share that testimony real quick. So, hold on, let me put this close to you. Because that way... yeah.
So, like, what was it? We've been coming here for 3 years now. So, at this time, we were going to a different church, and my family was going through a lot. So, it was also COVID, and me and my sister, we had got COVID at the time, and it was whenever COVID was, like, really, really bad. So, we were, like, literally quarantined in our rooms, and my mom was watching the live, and... like, she was just scrolling through Facebook, and the live came on, and she stayed, and she watched. And she told us, like, she texted us, and she was like, watch the live. And so we all turned it on our TVs, and we watched the live. And then my mom and my family was going through a lot, but she said that, like, God had spoken to her through the live, through a message that she had heard about, like, can't exactly remember what the verse is, but it's basically, like, where they're saying, like, if I take care of, like, the flowers, if I take care of the birds, yeah, then I'm going to take care of you. And my mom said that word had really reached her. And then whenever we got out of quarantine, she was like, okay, on Sunday, we're going there. and it's church is an hour away from my house. So every single Sunday, we make the effort to come here, and it's just because of, like, the live. That day, my mom just happened to be scrolling on Facebook. It caught her eye, the message, and she stayed. And we felt in our hearts that this is where we need to be.
So, wasn't there somebody was sick or something also? Or I think it was that one, that, like, pastor said something on the mic, and it was, like, directly, was it
that? It was that, because my mom was really worried about, like, what was going to happen with her family, like, how are we going to make it through, and whenever the pastor said that word, then she was like, okay, this is for me, and I don't have to worry, like, God is in control, and he's going to take care of it, so, and that's why we're here.
Praise God.
Look at that. That's awesome. So, again, you don't know who it's going to impact, and that's why everything we do, it matters. Everything we do matters, because just like I really like what Oscar said, that maybe he can't preach, but he can tell people about Jesus through how he's serving and how he's volunteering. And that's very important. I just found the little map here of the cities or countries. The United States, obviously, number one, 28,000 views. Ecuador, 10,000. Ecuador is in second place. It beat Mexico. There's Honduras, Argentina, Colombia, El Salvador. Chile, I accidentally just exited out, but where did it go?
How do you accidentally do that?
I don't know. Where's this thing at? Okay. And then Chile, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, Peru, Venezuela, Spain, Bolivia, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Panama, Paraguay, Puerto Rico, Italy, Brazil, Cuba, Russia. Putin is over there connecting. Canada, Uruguay, France, Indonesia, Philippines, UK, India, Iraq, Japan, South Korea, and Thailand. So that tells you all the countries that have people in those countries have connected. So it tells you that we're not just doing this for the two or three people that connect on the live. I don't care about that. I don't care about the numbers. Actually, I do care about the numbers. I don't care about how many people actually connect live, because that stays on for an amount of time, and then people come back and they rewatch it. So it's very important that we have a purpose, and we have the reason, and the reason is to reach people. That's what we're doing. It's not because we want to be the best. It's not because we want other churches to envy us and, oh my gosh, they have this equipment. No, we want to give God the best. That's the whole thing. And next year, I want to take the step of starting part of the media team to start making you guys start making reels of clips of sermons of pastor, because that's very helpful. There's people that might not listen to a whole message, but man, they get captivated by something he said, and they said, man, you know what, I need to listen to that, and then they'll go and they'll listen to that. So we're going to take a step to do that, and I'll teach whoever needs to learn video editing. I'll teach them. So it's important that we have a purpose, that we have a reason. Number three, it's important that we serve with the correct attitude, with the correct heart posture. This is what the Bible says in Jeremiah 48:10. Cursed is he who does the words, the work of the Lord with slackness. What's slackness?
Laziness.
So you have to check your heart at the door when you're coming to serve. Oh, I'm just going because I have no, I really don't want to be there. The Bible says, cursed is the person who does the work of the Lord with slackness. So it's important. That's why you'll see many people when they come to church, the first thing they do is they go pray. It's not because they're super holy sanctified. No, they go pray because they got to get their heart right. So it's important that, man, you know what? Whatever. Yeah, I'm just going through. And here's the problem. The problem that I have with this generation and part of my generation is that there's so much emphasis on all the negativity. I've just been so anxious lately. Who cares? Is God not greater than that? Well, yeah, I've just been going through a lot. We're all going through a lot. You don't think people, you think my life's perfect? You think everybody else's? Everybody's going through stuff. Some people, it may be a little tougher than others, but everybody's going through something. And that's why we have God. Let me ask you a question. What we're going through, is that greater than what Jesus has done on the cross? Okay, so why do we act like it is? Why do we let personal things get in the way of how we're serving God? Let me ask you a question, another question. Do you think that if we're going through a tough situation in our lives, and obviously God knows that, right? Because he knows all things. when we come to church and we check our heart at the door and we say, you know what, God, I'm still going to serve with the best attitude. I'm going to give you the best. I'm going to get the best shots. I'm going to be so attentive to detail because I want to give you the best. Do you think God's going to sit in heaven and say, yeah, I know he's going through a lot and I know he's making the effort to give me the best that he can. I'll worry about it some other time. Or do you think God's going to say, that person is really putting in some effort and I know they're going through a lot. I know they need money. Do you think God's going to stay up there and not do anything? God's going to move. Why? Because that's how you're worshiping him. That's what we do. You're offering him worship. So God will respond to worship. And that's why it's important, number one, that everything we do for God, for it to be done in excellence. So check your heart, check your attitude, check your heart posture before you serve. And if you have to, go pray. And if you have to, start singing with the music loud in your car until something changes in your heart. I always tell people, because people sometimes they'll ask, how long do I have to pray? Pray until you have a note of victory in your heart. What does that mean? In your spirit. You pray, pray, pray until finally you feel like you got victory. All right, now you can stop. You can keep going, but you can stop at that point. Why? Because you just fought to victory. Does that make sense? So, you know, there's things that we all go through. There's things that trouble us, you know, and we all suffer in different levels. But just because a person comes with joy and serves with joy doesn't mean that their life's perfect. What it means is they learned and they understood, not in their head, but in their heart, that what Jesus did on the cross is greater than whatever they've been going through. Make sense? So remember that. Yeah, it's in the Old Testament, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Cursed is the person who does the work of the Lord with laziness. And that goes back to excellence. Make sense? And then the last one, number four, the reward. Colossians 3:23-24. The New Living Translation, it says, work willingly at whatever you do. What does it mean to do things willingly?
Con ganas.
Con ganas, like you want to. As though you were working for who?
The Lord,
rather than for? So who do we do this for?
The Lord.
We don't do this for Jacob. We don't do this for Becky. We don't do this for Oscar. You don't do it for me. You don't do it for Pastor. We're doing it for the Lord. Because whatever we do here, and at the level of excellence that we do it, it's going to reflect how important our worship is to God. Most people think it's just singing. Most people think it's just raising your hands. No. Worship, true, real worship, is not what you do here at church. It's what you do at home. It's how you treat people. It's how you serve in the house of God. That's worship. Worship is reflected through your actions. That's why the Bible says that the true worshipers, they're going to worship in what? Spirit and in truth. Why spirit? Because you have to have the Holy Spirit. Why truth? Because you can't be inconsistent. True worship, you're not, man, yeah, I'm feeling victory. Yeah, I'm giving God everything. Hey, everybody, I love you guys. Oh, I'm going through a tough situation. There's no worship. That's not true. That's not being consistent. Truth, you're consistent at all times. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Today, yesterday, I started feeling a little sick. Today, I was like, man, I don't know what is going on. I started telling the guys. So I said, you know what? I can't get sick. Guys, pray for me. They prayed for me out there. Were we inside of church? No. Were we in a service? No. But truth is consistent at all times. And so they prayed for me. And I said, I need you guys to pray with faith. So we didn't have to wait for an altar call. Right? So the next verse. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance. In other words, a reward. An inheritance as your reward. And that the master you are serving is who?
Christ.
So two things. The first one. You're going to get an inheritance as a reward. Why is that different than just getting a reward? I'll tell you why. Because an inheritance is not just one thing. It's more than one thing. So understand that whatever you give God, and when you give God excellence in worship, when you give God the correct attitude, the correct heart, and you understand why you're doing it, who you're doing it for, God gives you an inheritance. And an inheritance nobody can take away from you because God gave it to you. And it's not just one thing. It's more than one thing. And that is your reward, an inheritance. And that the master you are serving is Christ. So that's why I've understood from the beginning man, we're not going to get some cheap old cables. At first, we got a bunch of cheap stuff. And then I said, you know what? This will get us up and going. As people learn, as people grow, we're going to get better. So then now I'm talking to the leadership. We need better cameras. We need some lighting. We need this. We need that. And they're agreeing with all of those things. But on the practical side, we have to be ready to be able to operate those things. And I think you guys will. I think we have a great team. I think you guys are doing great. I think you guys can do better. Obviously, because we can all do better. But I think we have a great team. And I think there's a lot of great chemistry. And I think we've grown a lot. And I think it's been the most consistent it's ever been. And I like it. I really do. And I congratulate you guys, because sometimes I'll go back and listen. And it's been great. It's been great not to have to be involved in everything. Pablo's grown in audio. Stephanie's grown in audio. I had my doubts there for a second, but she's doing great. Everybody's grown, and that's what it's about.
It sounded really good on Sunday.
It sounded very good on Sunday. I was very surprised. I was very surprised. And then the audio out there, you know, we're getting better, you know. And then when we do the Campaña al Aire Libre, just know that there's going to be people online, but also people that are going to come out of curiosity just to see, a ver qué traen, see how it sounds. Other people are going to come because they want to be here. Other people are going to come because they really want to receive something from God. Whatever it is, give God excellence. Give God the best. Amen?
Amen.
So a couple of things. Let's get into the practical things. The next meeting is going to be on the 17th. What is that, a Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's on a Tuesday. Okay. There are some things that we need to talk about before the campaña. So,
thank you for listening to the Wednesday Night Podcast. If you want to help us take the gospel to this generation, consider becoming a partner at eduardomenjivar.org. See you next time.